would have called him funny or a freak or something.
What would you call your someone of the same sex, a girl that you're real close to? Maybe you grew up with her and you just consider yourself real close to her. You say that she's
my best friend.
Okay. Have you ever heard any name for an adult that is not your real mother or father, but you feel real close to them? Maybe
my godparents.
Yeah. Have you ever heard people use the term play mama or play daddy?
Yeah, when I was small.
What? How would you use that?
Somebody that I like real well, and I would wish they were my mother or my father or something.
You call them?
My play mother or my play father.
Okay. And there was somebody not related to you?
Right.
Okay. What about when you were young? Were there a group of children that you regularly played with? You kind of considered yourself a group?
Just had playmates and friends.
Mm-hmm. Anything that you would consider a gang or something like that?
No.
Neighborhood gang, that type of thing?
No.
Do you have those things around here?
Not really a gang. Nowadays you call people that you hang around with your gang.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
So it's not necessarily a bad term
No.
when you say gang?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a game that people used to play maybe when they were teenagers? It would consist of trying to out-insult the other person. Like, I say something bad about your mother, and then you say something bad about my mother, and it usually ends up with a fight?
No.
Okay, had never heard of playing the dozens or ranking?
No.
Okay. What about if a new kid moved into the neighborhood? Would he or she be expected to undergo any kind of initiation, you know, before he was accepted into the neighborhood? Sure.
No.
Okay. All right. When you were a child growing up, what kind of games did you like to play?
House, doctors, nurses, jump rope, things like that.
Okay. Any other games you played with the rope besides the jump rope?
Horse.
How'd you play that?
Put the horse around your waist and you run, and someone else holds it in.
Oh, yeah.
Run.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay. Were there any kind of hiding games?
Yeah, hide and go seek.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that about the only hiding game that you play?
Yeah, that's the only hiding game.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about running games?
Cowboys and Indians, Goosey Gander.
How did that go?
Well, someone is the leader and everybody else is at the other end. And you try to round up where the leader is and she has to catch you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Goosey Goosey Gander.
You ever play any games where the children lined up, maybe facing each other, and one would run over and try to do something, the other would run over and try to do something?
No.
I think we call it Red Rover, send so-and-so right over. And he, you know, you're linked up, you're holding hands, and he tried to run over and break your hold.
No,
I never. Any kind of games you played where you made a ring?
Yeah, just get a task for Little Sally Walker.
How'd Little Sally Walker go?
Someone sits in the center of the circle, and you sing a song about her, and then she has to get up and run around the circle and pick somebody else, and that person do it.
Yeah. What about games you play with balls?
Just softball or baseball or basketball or something.